get like that? It's Southern Nights. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
KBEW weather is brought to you by Juba's. Juba's huge two-week Thanksgiving kicks off today with great savings on five-pound bags of Farmer's Promise russet potatoes, just $1.49. Essential everyday butter quarters, just $2.99. And cartons of Swanson broth or stock, two for $4. Stop in and save more for Thanksgiving at Juba's in downtown Blue Earth.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Still looking at periods of rain showers ahead for us here for this afternoon, continuing as a chance here for tonight as well. Then a slight chance for the morning hours on Tuesday. We are looking at our warmest day this forecast for this afternoon. Highs getting into the upper 50s. We should be around about 40 degrees instead. Then we'll see temperatures actually slowly falling throughout the day on Tuesday as a cold front pushes through. It does look like a chance for some snow showers here by midweek Wednesday. And then a dry second half of the work week ahead with temperatures dropping into the low 30s by Friday. Our forecast here this afternoon. Periods of rain showers with cloudy skies, a high in the upper 50s. And then for tonight, a good chance for rain, cloudy, a low near 47. By Tuesday, a slight chance for rain, cloudy skies. Temperatures climb early, then slowly fall through the day. Wednesday, chance for snow, high of 35. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Currently, it's 46.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's American Education Week, and at this time, KBEW presents a special program visiting with staff and students at Blue Earth Area High School in celebration of American Education Week this week. Our program today being brought to you by the Elmore Public Library, East Chain LP Gas, State Line Cooperative, the Faribault County Sheriff's Department, Winnebago Manufacturing of Blue Earth, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, and by the Faribault County Corn and Soybean Growers. And we'll begin our program in just a moment.
Get into a good book from the Elmore Public Library. They have many titles to choose from adults and children to young and old. Remember, if they don't have the book you want, it may be available through interlibrary loan. You can also check out DVDs and audiobooks, and they have Wi-Fi and hotspots available for checkout to Elmore patrons. Don't forget the electronic book audiobook selections that can be checked out by downloading the Libby app and using your library card. Hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 6, and Wednesday from 9 to 5. The Elmore Public Library. Check it out.
And we are back here on our Blue Earth Area American Education Week program this week here on KBEW. And we're visiting with staff and students during this education week. Joining us now, Mitchell Stevemer. He's a junior at Blue Earth Area. And Mitchell, just give us a little background first here. Your parents, your family, that kind of thing.
All right. So my name is Mitchell. I'm a junior at Blue Earth. My parents are Mike and Amy Stevemer. My dad's a farmer. So I live northeast of Blue Earth a ways, right north of I-90, so southwest of Easton, Minnesota. So I actually live like right on the edge of the district. So I'm really close to the USC district, but I do live in the Blue Earth district.
Okay, sounds good. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you have going on here this year. As far as this first part of the school year here, classes that you take up. You're in a number of classes. Let's talk about some of your favorites here. You're really kind of a science and history kind of guy, right?
Yep, I really enjoy world history and chemistry.
So what kind of things are you guys studying in world history?
So we just took our test last week on imperialism. So we're in quarter two right now, so we're kind of in the second half of history. And right now we're talking about revolution and enlightenment. So a lot of the things that were going on in Europe right before and right after the American Revolution, the French Revolution, other things like that.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Not all kids are really into the history. What do you suppose kind of made you a person that's really interested in that kind of stuff? And is it all kinds of history, American, world, everything?
Yeah, so when my brother's 2 years older than me, his name's Seth, he graduated here last year. In seventh grade, he had Mr. Olson, Bjorn Olson, and he really made my brother fall in love with history. And so when I got older and when I was growing up with my brother, he just kind of passed that on to me. So I'm really interested in, like, more modern history, not as much, like, ancient history or anything like that, but kind of just world history, more modern history type stuff.
You mean more things, just more current things from not quite so far back? Is that what you're saying? Or?
Yeah, like in the past 100, 150 years.
Yeah. Okay, what about science? There's a lot of, I'm sure you've taken a number of different science classes. You're in chemistry right now, and you probably have some more ahead of you here, especially when you get into being a senior. But what's kind of your favorite thing in science?
So I really do enjoy biology. I took that in 10th grade. But I really enjoy chemistry. I just think all the elements and stuff like that are cool. Right now we're learning about metals and nonmetals and how they react with each other and just really how the periodic table is formed. So I think that's really interesting because we also get into the history of that. Like, we just had a test a few days ago in chemistry, and a lot of it was about scientists that helped further the knowledge of the atom and things like that. So I think that's really cool.
All right. Do you guys have to memorize the periodic table then or not?
No, we did in ninth grade, but now we kind of get the periodic table for our class. It's a little different.
Yeah. All right. One other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is you are taking an online class too. What's that all about?
Yeah. So it's called Health Science Technology. My professor is Dustin Julius. He's a professor up at South Central in Mankato. And it's kind of like, it's called a PSEO. So basically during fourth block every single day, I get to sit and I kind of do my online class. So every Monday, we meet in the hospital. He comes down from South Central and meets with us. He kind of just assigns a few things a week. It's like 4 college credits or something like that. So it's just something to add to my college transcript and things like that. And it's nice to further my knowledge, and it's really about healthcare exploration, and career exploration within healthcare is really what that class is all about. And the next semester, I'll start another online class with him called Medical Terminology, which is more on the actual medical side and more of what goes on at a hospital and things like that.
Okay, great. And what a great jump start for college credits too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're also involved in some groups at school, academic groups, Math League, Knowledge Bowl. You're on the National Honor Society, too. Has Math League or Knowledge Bowl started yet? Or?
Yeah, so we had our first Math League meet last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. We placed fourth out of maybe eighth, which wasn't bad. I think the only teams that came above us were like Mankato and St. Peter or whatever. So we did pretty well for the size of our school. knowledgeable. We haven't started officially yet. I think our practices will start in the next few weeks here, and then we'll start having meets, which are usually at Tri-City United or at Loyola at Mankato.
Okay, fantastic. So those are a lot of fun, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I really enjoy knowledgeable. I really like the game show-esque of it, kind of get it on the table, and you have to tap in to answer the question and stuff like that. I think that's really fun.
Right. Okay, and there's another new group that just started this year called, the acronym is HOSA. So that stands for what then, Mitchell?
Health Occupation Students of America. So a lot of people around here are familiar with BPA. It's called Business Professionals of America.
Right.
We've had that for a few years here. It's really like that. You basically get together, and a few times a year you go to Rochester or the cities or whatnot, and you have an event. And basically you can kind of specialize in a certain event, which might be a healthcare career. It might just be anything that has to do with healthcare or a lot of science as well. And you kind of just practice for that, and then you do as well as you can, and maybe you'll move on to state, maybe you won't, you know.
Okay, sounds great. Wow, a lot of really cool things. That sounds like a really neat new group to be a part of. As we wrap it up here, Mitchell, I know you're only a junior, but I'm guessing you've kind of thought about what you'd like to do after high school, right?
Yep.
So what are you thinking of?
I'm really looking into the medical field. I'd really like to either become like a doctor or a podiatrist, something of that sort.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I'm sure you're thinking about where to go, too. Have you been on any college visits this early yet? Or?
No, I have not. I'm planning on going on quite a few, though, this summer.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Mitchell, it's been a pleasure to visit with you. We appreciate the time, and enjoy the rest of your time at Blue Earth Area.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yep, thank you. Mitchell Stevemer with us here on our Blue Earth Area Education Week program. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
And we're back here on our Blue Earth Area American Education Week program. Joining us now from the Blue Earth Area staff, Nick Milbrandt, who we actually, I think, had you on last year, Nick. And last year you were fully into the ag area, a lot of classes involving the ag area at Blue Earth Area, but things have changed a little bit for you, haven't they?
They have, yeah. Transitioning, so still considered ag classes. However, going to be focusing a little bit more on the shop side of things now.
And that's all brought on because I believe Mark Wickersham is retiring, correct?
Correct. He will be January, will be his last here at the school, and then he is retiring. I believe they approved that at the last school board meeting.
Okay.
Here last week.
Excellent. So let's kind of break down some of this here. Let's start with the stuff that would be considered more ag that you're still doing. What classes do you have going on there?
So small animal wildlife, I'm currently teaching that one. So that one focuses on like more of your small mammal wildlife, fish, birds, and doing some of that, more of those topics. We talk about ecology and the science behind that, life processes, habitat's a big part of that. That'll actually be one of our next projects here, is the kids are going to design habitats for several different animals and make a model to incorporate everything that's needed. And then probably the project that most kids enjoy the most is the fishing rod project. So they actually get to, we work with Mudhole, which is a company out of Florida, and we get in blanks and handle kits and then the eyes, and the kids get to make their own fishing rod. So they can do two ice rods or one full-size rod, and they get to pick the colors and do the designs and all that stuff. So they really enjoy that portion of that class. And then work-based learning is another one that's traditionally can be through any CTE department, which is Career and Technical Education. In a lot of schools, it is run through the ag program. And so that's where kids are actually going out to a work site, and they are completing hours at the work site as part of their education and getting credit for it. And then we're also meeting once a week at the school. They have some assignments that go with it to get them to understand and see some of the other sides of having a job and what they need to look at moving forward. So one of their last assignments here that they just completed was a benefits summary. So they met with their employers to learn more about the benefits that are offered and how that plays into the fact that when you're looking at a job, there's more than just that hourly wage. And as adults, we know that like health insurance is a really big deal, but helping kids kind of see that other side of the things with that go with the job, and not just looking at that dollar amount or a salary or an hourly wage.
Okay. Now, when people look at this, they probably don't really see right away the correlation between an ag teacher and a shop teacher, so to speak. So, but there are a lot of things that cross over maybe a little bit, I guess, Nick. And so for the transition for you, it's not anything that's real tricky to figure out, I'm guessing, right?
No, most of the classes that I'm transitioning to, I've taught at some point during my career as an ag teacher. And so we put kind of an ag spin on things, but we don't have farms without tractors and equipment there. Every industry needs buildings, and everybody lives in a house. So there's a lot of things that overlap, and there'll be some minor changes maybe, but it's overall, it's going to continue to be very similar, and the standards or what the kids are actually learning is going to be the same. So, looking at, like, we have wood technology 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. So kids are currently working on building their nightstands for that, and then they'll have some additional small projects that they'll be working on that they get to pick and design on their own. Next semester, I'll have like a basic home repair and construction technology. So looking at that, you know, it doesn't matter what industry you work in. You're hopefully going to be living in a home or, maybe you're renting, but there's still little things that you may have to do on your own. And so helping them understand those basic things that, you know, if you have to call in an electrician to change out every outlet when something happens or a light switch when that goes bad, that can be really costly, and it's a pretty simple process as long as you actually know what you're doing. So trying to help them understand those simple basic things. And then like for construction technology, we're hoping to build a shed with that one. So we'll talk about the different codes that go with buildings as we're building those things. You know, if you build a house, it's a different code than a shed. But we can explain and talk through with the kids, here's why those codes are different and here's the different codes and how that kind of plays into it, and helping them learn all those different things, so that as they get older and if they're ever in a situation where they need to build something, they can understand those different things and why those play in. So even if you're not the one doing the building, it's still very helpful for you to understand what those codes are.
I love how a lot of these things are kind of real life things as far as educating the kids that they're going to use, like home repair type things like that. That's fantastic, because they'll use that the rest of their life.
Yeah, and that's, agriculture is one of the areas covered in career and technical education. And with all of our career and technical education classes and departments here, that's one of the things that we try really hard to do is make sure that we're applying things in a way that are real life situations, and we try to do as much as we can of things that kids are going to see no matter what they're doing. Like our business teacher, she talked about filing taxes and opening a checking account and doing all those different things, and it doesn't matter what you're doing, you're going to be working with that, doing that at some point in your life. And so trying to make things as real life as possible so that kids have that understanding so that when they are adults and going out in the real world, they have those at least basic knowledge things to get started, and they can may have to learn a little bit more as they go, but trying to get that base knowledge there so they have that. And we try and focus as much as the hands-on as we can to keep the kids interested and pushing forward and wanting to learn more.
All right, Nick. Very interesting. We want to thank you for spending some time with us on the program again this year. A lot of new things always happening as far as the curriculum at Blue Earth Area High School, and we appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you, Randy. Have a good day.
You too. Nick Milbrandt, again, one of our guests here on the Blue Earth Area Education Week program. We'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment.
Stateline Cooperative recognizes Thanksgiving as a special time. Here in the Heartland, farm families get together to give thanks for the harvest that took all year to plan and grow. Our farmers dedicate themselves to hard work and long hours to provide for all in this great land of ours. When you sit down to dinner with your family and friends to celebrate Thanksgiving, please remember to offer a word of thanks to hardworking American farmers who help make this day and every day possible. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we're back here on our Blue Earth Area American Education Week program here on KBW, and visiting with staff and students. We're joined now by one of the staff members at Blue Earth Area, Roger Schoenfelder. And Roger may have been on this show in the past here. I think maybe a few years back, Roger, that maybe we did have you on. Things are always changing, though, it seems, over the years as far as the classes offered and all of that kind of thing. And you've been at Blue Earth for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. First of all, thanks, Randy, for letting me come on and just spend a little bit of time with you. And I think as much as we say from day to day, year to year, it seems like things don't change or it's kind of the same old, same old. But when you really look at it, gosh, things are always evolving and changing. And whether it's the type of classes or how they're taught or activities, things change continuously.
Right. You've been there for what, was it 23 years now at Blue Earth?
Yeah.
So,
my third year.
You're not from this area originally. How did you end up in Blue Earth, Roger?
Right. Well, I born in a small town in South Dakota, and I know that's a little bit redundant, probably, small town in South Dakota, but born in South Dakota and college there, and actually had my first teaching job in South Dakota, and then moved to St. Charles, Minnesota. And then moved from St. Charles, Minnesota to Blue Earth here, teaching at Blue Earth area. So this is, I'm almost at 37 years doing this gig, I guess. So this is my 23rd at Blue Earth area here, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about the classes that you teach. You're mainly in the science area. Chemistry is one, physics, and then forensic science, which is... I'm sure an interesting class here, but chemistry is a pretty common one that almost everybody takes. I think is it a required? I guess that's the first question.
Yeah, in the state of Minnesota for quite a number of years, it's been required to graduate from high school. You need to take 3 years of what's called lab sciences, and for us and for most schools, that means kind of a chemistry course. So we have about 3 different types of chemistries to take, and so everybody typically takes one of those chemistries, and it's really just not necessarily meant to be an intimidating thing, but depending on what they want to do after high school, meant to just kind of give them a better understanding of the world around them and prepare them for just making decisions in the world. So as they say, it doesn't have to be rocket science, but it does get to be abstract, thinking about little particles and how they behave and interact and things like that, I guess, yeah.
Right. Chemistry is actually kind of fun for the kids, I think. They actually, that's one class that I think kids kind of enjoy, isn't it?
I like to hope so. I just had a chemistry class just get done a few minutes ago. We're doing a lab in there, and I wish I could have videotaped it for everybody to see. They were just, kids were having fun and excited about what they were learning, things that were going on in class, what they were kind of what they were exploring and what they were figuring out. And some students were literally just kind of shouting when all of a sudden something happened that they didn't realize, and kind of a revelation sort of thing. So, I guess, are there times where it's not that exciting? Absolutely. But we also try to, labs and experiences that give them a chance to have those experiences and have the excitement of learning.
So Blue Earth Area also offers a college chemistry class. I'm assuming this is a class that one of those that you can get college credits for? Is that what that is or not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I've been teaching it for quite a while. Boy, I don't know, maybe 15 years or more. So maybe it's even been longer than that. I don't know. And it's really a great opportunity for our students at Blue Earth Area. I teach it. It's offered through Southwest Minnesota State, and kids earn 4 college credits for it. Mm-hmm. And when we first started offering it, we kind of thought, okay, it'll be students that are going into medical field, science field of some kind, and that'll work for them. And it certainly does. It's a foot in the door and helps them prepare them for, what they're going to be studying. But we also found that students that are going into education or business or different areas like that are taking it because they only need, for college, they maybe just needed one class like chemistry. And so they thought, I'd rather take it in a classroom with a teacher I know and where he's at and students that I'm aware of and relatively small classes that might have 20 students or so and really get a chance to ask every question that I have versus maybe on campus where there's a couple hundred students in a lecture hall and it's more difficult to track down a professor and find your study groups and things like that. And so we found out that, it's not just the science and the medical people taking it. It's any student that might be going to college and needs a chemistry course of some kind.
All right, excellent.
The opportunity for everybody involved.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about, you do physics too, and I think people kind of understand what goes on in that class a little bit, but I wanted to talk about the forensic science one. I guess that's been around for a while, but when I think of that, I start thinking of like the shows on television, and I don't know if, the class, I'm sure, is very interesting, though. Do you find that the kids really enjoy that then? Or?
Yeah, when we started this, and it's, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years ago, something like that probably, it was with the idea that, just like you said, the CSI types of shows and things like that are getting so popular on TV and novels that are just more kind of mystery sorts of things. People were just interested and involved in those, and we just thought, well, let's offer a class that kind of, takes off from that. And students do. They come in just with all kinds of questions about things that they've seen in movies or on TV or books they've read, stuff like that. And we tell them up front, we're not going to turn you into a forensic scientist or investigator with this, but we're going to give you a chance to investigate some activities and do some thinking about it and have discussions about the what ifs and where evidence points and all kinds of things like that. So we go from fingerprints and, investigating crime scenes and looking for evidence to ballistics and anthropology, looking at, dead bodies. Now we're not bringing dead bodies in, but just evidence that bodies might and bones might tell us. I mean, just all kinds of things like that. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's dabbling those things, give kids a chance to explore and ask questions and things like that. So, yeah, it is. It's a fun class for me. I think students have fun with it also.
All right, Roger. We're running out of time here, but very interesting. Science always seems to be something that I don't know. I don't want to say bad things about other classes or anything like that, but science always seems like it's something that the kids enjoy a lot. And there's so many different things that you can learn. And I'm sure you're finding that the kids at Blue Earth Area are pretty good about it and enjoy it quite a bit, don't they?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think kind of to what you're saying is, science lends itself to investigate and to ask questions and to have experiences and things like that versus you know, maybe take notes or different things. Like I mean, those things are important and different, not only in science, but other disciplines to do those things. But it lends itself to be a little bit more hands-on. I think that's one thing that students really appreciate about the science classes that we offer is, okay, roll up your sleeves and let's investigate. And sometimes there isn't a right answer. There's a, what did your observations show you? What did, you know, what can you read into the observation? So, yeah, and you never know what, I'm learning every day because of what students observe and what they bring up and questions that they ask.
All right, Roger, appreciate the time and carry on. And hopefully, I'm thinking you'll be around for a little while yet, but I bet you must be getting to the point where you're thinking of retirement maybe, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've said this a number, that question comes up, I've said this a number of times. I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy being around the students and learning and teaching and stuff. And if it were just that, I think I could do that for a long time. Kids keep you young. Kids keep you active and young and enjoying what you're doing. And that's a fun thing. So, we'll see. Time will tell and so forth. So,
yeah. Okay, Roger. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate all you do to help with the schools.
You bet. Roger Schoenfelder there on our Blue Earth Area Education Week program. We're going to take a break. Back with more in a moment.
The Faribault County Sheriff's Department reminds you this is American Education Week, an annual celebration of America's schools. Schools are the backbone of every community. They're the place where dreams are born and the place the skills to reach those dreams are taught. Americans can be proud of their schools and their students. This message from the Faribault County Sheriff's Department.
And we're back here on our Blue Earth Area Education Week program. One of the students at Blue Earth Area with us now, Anna Mwangi. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that she's involved with class-wise and so forth here. Anna, first, tell us a little about you, your parents, and siblings and all of that kind of stuff here.
Okay. Hi, I'm Anna. So I'm the daughter of Christina Sankey. She's a graphic designer. And then I'm the youngest of four children. I have two older brothers, Harrison Mwangi and Artie Mwangi. And then I have an older sister named Flora.
Okay, fantastic. And you are a senior now this year, right?
I am.
Okay. I know are really hitting the college courses pretty hard here this year. Did you take some last year as a junior, too?
Yes, I've been taking college courses since I've been a sophomore.
Really? Holy cow, how many credits do you already have racked up for college then, Anna?
Oh, I have no clue. Probably by my end, I'll have maybe 15 to 20.
That's like a whole year of college.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Boy, if you can handle the workload, that's the way to do it. And I know you're taking a bunch here in your senior year here. So let's start with those. First of all, it's really a fantastic thing that you can do this and that the high schools now offer this. I mean, maybe the work is plentiful on it, but it's really beneficial and gives you a really big jump start on college, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And so tell us some of these college classes that you're taking here.
Okay, so currently this semester I am taking college government, college accounting, and college medical health science technology.
All right. So when you compare the regular courses with these college courses, at first, were you like worried, wow, is this going to be really hard? Or what kind of level of difference are we talking about here?
At first, like when I take college courses, I'm always like, oh, my goodness, like this is going to be so much work. This is going to be way harder. But it really does help having the teachers that we know and we can connect easily to in the class. And the coursework, it's kind of just similar. Yes, there's a little bit, like, harder things or a little bit more of a few things, but, like, I would say it goes well.
Right. In your senior year, you're finishing your requirements for high school, of course, and
yeah.
But you have... I know as a senior, a lot of times you do have some extra time to take on some of these things. And you're actually, over the course of this year, I think, going to do like 6 college courses. Is that right, Anna?
Yeah, I'm also going to be taking college speech, college medical terminology, a basic nursing course, and then I'm going to be taking a psychology course.
Okay, fantastic. So, and I believe each of these are worth 4 credits. Is that how that works?
It ranges. Some are worth a bit more than others.
Okay. So that brings me to the question of what you are planning to do once you graduate high school here. Have you thought about what you'd like to go into and where you're going to school?
Yes. So I'm going to attend Winona State University in Winona, and I'm going to major in nursing.
Nursing. Okay. Well, that makes sense for some of the, I'm assuming you've already taken a lot of the science stuff then, right?
Yeah, I've taken college chemistry.
Right.
Already.
Okay.
Junior year.
So what are some of your favorite classes that you have had in the past or are currently in or looking forward to this year, Anna?
My favorite class, probably one of my favorite classes in the past has been college chemistry. I feel like that environment was like very fun in the class. And like, yes, probably one of the most difficult classes I've ever taken, but it's very challenging in a good way. And currently, I love college accounting. I think that is a very fun, we do a lot of hands-on activities, well, like paperwork stuff, and I really enjoy that.
Wow. So that's a swing away from medical-type things here. So college accounting, what are you actually learning in there as far as, everyday things that people would use or accountants, I guess, would use?
Well, we learn everything. We learn how to journalize, how to post, how to do closing entries, like using like stuff in like the general ledger and like balance sheets, like all that kind of fun stuff.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities that you're involved with. You're in National Honor Society. Business Professionals of America, you're in that group. That's been around at the school for quite some time. What goes on in there?
In BPA, there's so many different activities or competitions you can compete in. I previously have competed in small business management and, like, a business law test. But there's, like, so many different categories. There's accounting. There's, like, health stuff. There's just tons of different tests.
Right. And is there a certain part of that that you really like the best? Or
I think this year my big part that I'm excited about is the accounting portion, but I love doing team events. Like, we can either do individual tests and like presentations, or you can be mm-hmm. as a team, and I think that's very fun.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, Anna, we want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us chatting about what you have going on. Congratulations on everything that you've accomplished here so far, and that's a lot over the years in high school, and good luck to you in your senior year.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you very much. That's Anna Mwangi, and again, a senior at Blue Earth Area on our Education Week program here. We're going to take a break. Back with more in a moment. Winnebago Manufacturing is in search of welders. They offer a 4-day work week with shifts that run from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Qualifying candidates must have knowledge of reading blueprints and be detailed oriented. Previous experience is preferred. Winnebago Manufacturing offers competitive wages and an excellent benefit package that includes health insurance, 401k, PTO, and more. Apply in person or send resume to Winnebago Manufacturing, P.O. Box 442 Blue Earth, Minnesota, or apply online at bagomfg.com.
You can trust M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual to take care of your today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be here when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're back here on our Blue Earth Area Education Week program here this week on KBEW. And one of the staff members at Blue Earth Area joining us now, Brittany Eckhart, one of the teachers, science department, I guess mainly is where Brittany teaches. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But Brittany, first let's talk about your path to becoming a teacher. Actually, that's not really what you had in mind back when you went to college, I don't think, right?
Correct. Way back when, I always thought I was going to be a teacher as a little tech growing up. But after college, I worked in research at Mayo Clinic in Rochester for about 5 years. And then after I got married to my husband, Dan Eckhart, who's a farmer around the area, I wanted to get closer to home. So I thought, maybe I'll retry this teaching idea that I had back as a little kid.
Did you have to go back to school to finish up training for that then after your time as a researcher?
I did. I had to go back for my teaching certification license. And then in the meantime, I also got my master's in education.
Okay. So you are originally from where? Not this area, right?
Correct. I'm from central Minnesota, so Maple Lake is where I grew up.
Maple Lake, okay. So tell us about this doing research for Mayo. That sounds like a pretty interesting job.
Yeah, it was the perfect job. I loved everything about it. I worked in a lab that studied osteoporosis, so kind of the effects of aging on bone, got the opportunity to write some pretty important papers that were, published in some pretty prominent science journals. So that was a cool opportunity. But mainly I worked kind of in the lab doing the experiments, hands-on, collecting the data and stuff.
All right. Very interesting. And were you living in Rochester for this job or where were you?
Yes, I was living in Rochester for the most part until we were kind of in the process of getting married and COVID-19, and I kind of did a little bit of commuting from Blue Earth to Rochester.
Okay, so how did you hook up with Dan when you were in Rochester then?
Well, we actually met in college.
You did, okay.
At State University, yep.
All right.
For my Rochester days.
And then you end up back here, going back into teaching. And so, Brittany, you teach in the science department. Eighth grade science is one of your classes, and then you do anatomy and physiology as the other class here. So what kinds of things are, different in the curriculum of those classes than maybe what it was back when you were in school? I'm sure, I don't know, maybe science doesn't change that much. I don't know.
Well, I would say definitely the process of teaching and learning has changed. Just teaching in general, we're trying to go from less of, I guess, what you say, your traditional learning setting to more of a phenomena-based student learning, kind of the students are the center of learning. So it's a transition in kind of just the thought process and the way you think, whereas as a student, I'm just so used to, sit down, watch a lecture, take notes, learn the stuff on my own, take tests. We're here at Now it's more so give them a scenario, they discuss the scenario, they learn pieces, they revise, they continue to discuss and stuff like that. So,
okay,
a lot of similar content, just different ways to think about the learning process.
And through the year, in like for instance, eighth grade science, you guys cover a lot of ground, right?
Yeah, we talk about things, kind of our main focus in physical science is talking about different types of energy, but we kind of bounce between physics topics and chemistry topics as we're talking about energy.
All right. And I guess anatomy and physiology are kind of self-explanatory on what the kids learn throughout the year on that, right?
Yeah, so we learn about different parts of the body, different organs, different organ systems, and then how they work together to make the whole body function. So some of the cool things that we've done so far are we did our pig dissection, so the kids got to actually look, see, feel what organs look like, and kind of how these things are put together in a body.
So how do the kids react to that? All of them are different. Some of them are like, oh boy, and some are maybe, wow, this is cool, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I would say majority of them are, wow, this is great, I love it. Some of them are hesitant. Some of them are like, I can't do it. But this year there was nobody that was like, I absolutely will not do it. So it was pretty fun to watch them kind of grow and get more comfortable with it as we did it.
All right. Well, are there any other science classes that you teach at different parts of the year, or are these pretty much your two?
So next semester, I'll also be teaching physical science to eighth graders, but I also have a chemistry class that I will be teaching.
All right. Very good. Well, Brittany, good to talk to you and learn a little bit about what you do at Blue Earth Area. And thanks for being a part of our show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Brittany Eckhart, again, one of the staff members at Blue Earth Area on our American Education Week program. We're back with more in a moment.
Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth wants you to know it's committed to residents of the area. They're proud to be a part of the community, providing jobs and playing a part of the area's economic well-being. Darling Ingredients is interested in promoting the area, its growth, and its future. Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth committed to this area and proud to be a part of it.
And we're back here on our Blue Earth Area American Education Week program here. We've been visiting with staff and students during this American Education Week. And we have another one of the students at Blue Earth Area, Sarah Wirth, is joining us here on the show. And Sarah, as we always do, kind of have you introduce yourself. Tell us who your parents are and who your siblings are and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I'm Sarah Wirth. My parents are Brett and Lisa Wirth. And I have two older siblings, Serena Wirth and Bryce Wirth.
Okay, sounds good. What do your parents do then?
My mom works at the United Health District. And
United Hospital District, yeah. There you go.
Hospital District, sorry.
UHD, as we call it around here, right?
Yeah. And my dad is the owner of Worth Water.
Okay, sounds good. So let's talk a little bit about what you got going on in school right now. You are a senior, and so are you finding your class load a little lighter as a senior or not really?
This semester I'm kind of full of college classes, but my second semester is pretty light.
Okay, so let's talk... Yeah, let's talk about these college classes. I know a lot of the students are doing this. It's a great way to get some college credits and get a little jump start on college. So what all are you involved in with college classes, not just this semester, but plans for the school year here?
Yeah, so right now I'm taking college government, and then I have an online college speech class, and then I have pre-calc. And then my fourth block is full of music. And then next semester, I am going to be a TA for a chemistry class. And then I'm also taking philosophy and character development.
Okay. Character development, that sounds interesting. What do they do in that class?
I think they just talk about, like, being a good person and being a good leader.
Right. Okay. I hadn't heard of that one before, but and then you mentioned the online class. That's certainly something that is fairly common these days. What online class are you taking? And that's through a college somewhere, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I take the public speaking class through Minnesota West.
And so what do they do in that class?
We basically just write speeches, and then we're required to do these, like, present these speeches in front of five people. We just record ourselves. And then we have a lot of other, like, discussion type assignments where we, like, talk about the importance of public speaking.
Okay, great. Now, you are involved in a lot of things at school, too. A lot of music. I think you're in everything for music, pretty much, aren't you?
Yeah.
Choir, band, and orchestra, is that right?
Yep.
So what instruments do you play?
I play the cello, and then I'm also in percussion.
Percussion and band, then. Okay. And I want to talk to you. You do participate in some extracurricular activities, National Honor Society. And I know a lot of kids have talked to me in the past that are in the Business Professionals of America, BPA, as you guys call it. That's pretty popular. There must be a lot of kids that do that, isn't there?
Yeah, and our group has actually been growing a lot in the last 2 years. I think we are one of the biggest, we have the most people out of our region. We talked about in our last meeting that it's just Holly Vogeltanz is very happy about our growing group.
Great. Okay. Now, National Honor Society, they do a few events throughout the year. I know around Halloween is kind of one of your bigger ones. Explain what you guys do there. That just got done here a little while ago.
Yeah, on Halloween, we went around and asked for donations for the Angel Tree program. It's just a program that buys presents for children who cannot afford them for Christmas. And we actually fundraised over $1,300 for that. So that was really exciting.
Yes.
And that'll all go for that program.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What a great cause that is. And you have another thing coming up here. All the details aren't hammered out, but over the holidays you do, you sell, is it candy canes, right, you said?
Yep. So we go around school and we sell candy canes. And then kids are also able to write little notes and attach them to the candy canes for when they're delivered out. And we haven't decided where that money is going to go to, but it's just a fun thing that we do around the school.
Okay, excellent. As we kind of wind things up here, Sarah, you are a senior. I think you've already pretty much decided what you're planning to do after high school, right?
Yeah, I plan to go to SDSU and hopefully go into their pharmacy program.
Okay, excellent. So I'm guessing you've taken some science classes and that kind of thing to sort of help you with, you'll be getting into a lot of that going into the, going into that kind of area, I guess, right?
Yeah, I have. Last year I took a lot of them. I had college chemistry with Mr. Schoenfelder, but that's the main one. Otherwise, just the normal like credits here with biology and chemistry and then math. I took college algebra last year, and right now I'm taking pre-calc.
Okay, very good. Well, Sarah, it's been a pleasure visiting with you, and good luck on your final year at Blue Earth Area. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot. Sarah Wirth there on our Blue Earth Area Education Week program. We'll come back and wrap things up here in just a bit.
98% of farms are family-owned, and most have been part of those families for generations. While times and technology have changed, today's corn and soybean farmers stay committed to protecting our water and soil resources. The Faribault County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs want you to know they're dedicated to growing a safe, healthy product while preserving the land for future generations. The Faribault County Sheriff's Department reminds you this is American Education Week, an annual celebration of America's schools. Schools are the backbone of every community. They're the place where dreams are born and the place the skills to reach those dreams are taught. Americans can be proud of their schools and their students. This message from the Faribault County Sheriff's Department.
And we are back to wrap up our American Education Week program from Blue Earth Area. Here today, we want to thank all of the guests that participated in our program today. Today's show has been brought to you by the Elmore Public Library, East Chain LP Gas, Stateline Cooperative, the Faribault County Sheriff's Department, Winnebago Manufacturing of Blue Earth, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, and by the Faribault County Corn and Soybean Growers.
This is KBEW Blue Earth, a service of Riverfront Broadcasting. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. An organization that keeps track of chemical weapons claims it's found riot gas in a Russian grenade and soil samples provided by Ukraine. This says the U.S. okays the use of American weapons deeper into Russia. Former U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan.
In my opinion, it was about time that the United States gave the Ukrainians the ability to defend themselves more completely.
CBS's MTS Tyab.
Ukrainian forces will be able to retaliate harder and further like never before. Following President Biden's decision to allow the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles deep inside Russia. The Army Tactical Missile Systems travel at supersonic speed and has a range of up to 190 miles.
We're learning more about Donald Trump's plan to send illegal immigrants back home. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
President-elect Donald Trump acknowledged in a social media post that his mass deportation program will involve declaring a national emergency and using military assets.
New York's Metropolitan Transit Authority has just approved a $9 congestion charge for driving into Manhattan starting January 5th. It's the first of its kind in the country. The MTA says it wants to discourage people from driving into the city. People who live in more than 160 homes along the New York-New Jersey border hope to go back soon. Others are standing by to leave because of wildfires that have been burning for days.
Voluntary evacuations have taken place because of that major wildfire along the New York-New Jersey border. Some people are ready to leave if they have to.
It's kind of like a war zone. You know, you're hearing the helicopters going by, you're seeing the helicopters, you're sitting there wondering, like, am I going to live? How fast does the fire move?
And New York City's fire department has created a brush fire task force to respond to blazes that have been popping up. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Severe wet weather is the rule further west. CBS San Francisco meteorologist Jessica Birch.
This storm system is packing its punch anywhere from Houston to Dallas, stretching off into Louisiana and Alabama and widespread throughout the Midwest.
Radar shows that system stretching as far north as southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. November 30th marks 3 years since the Oxford High School shootings that left four students dead in Michigan. Steve St. Juliana's daughter, Hannah, was one of the four. He's among parents demanding more from Michigan lawmakers, including an independent investigation.
This is about getting the truth out there to create the countermeasures to save our kids.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 48 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh. I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Two entertainment icons are getting their own postage stamps.
Thank you for being a friend.
The U.S. Postal Service will memorialize the late, great Betty White on a stamp. The beloved Golden Girl died nearly 3 years ago, right before her 100th birthday. The Postal Service called White an icon of American television who shared her wit and warmth with viewers for seven decades. The late musician Alan Toussaint also will get the honor. He'll be featured on the Black Heritage stamp, the 48th in the series. The stamps will be out sometime in 2025, but no official release date yet. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Alan Toussaint had a role in dozens of hits during the rock era, producing songs like Lady Marmalade, Right Place, Wrong Time, and he wrote classics like Mother-in-Law, I Like It Like That, and Southern Nights. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load